Bahrain's revolution still goes, and so does the government's heavy-handed crackdown. Regime forces attack anti-government protesters in several villages. In the village of Jad Ali near the capital, tear gas was used against young protesters out shouting down with Hamad, the ruling monarch. Similar clashes took place in the northeastern village of Sitra. Bahrain has been rocked by anti-government protests for more than a year now. Manama, with the direct backing of Saudi Arabia, has cracked down on the protests with all possible means. Kamal Wazni, political analyst, joins us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Wazni, it's been over a year of crackdowns, prosecutions, and persecutions. How far and how long is the Al Khalifa regime willing to go on with its crackdown against the peaceful protests?
I think it's injustice what is taking place in Bahrain. It's not Al Khalifa, it's the Saudi monarchy is taking the control of the sovereignty of Bahrain. It's working against the will of the Bahraini people, and they are supplying the weapons and supplying the money. And it seems that the Saudi are determined to continue that crackdown against the Bahraini people, despite the fact that the Bahraini are resilient, determined to carry their freedom and democratic change. They wanted a system where there would be a justice. We heard that we had a meeting at the UN Civil Rights Committees, and there was a voice condemnation from the highest body of the UN, over 176 condemnation against the Bahraini regime, and it should be against the Saudi. And so far, the world is still silent because some Persian Gulf countries, particularly Saudi Arabia, they fear that any change in Bahrain, this will become the end of the monarchy in the Persian Gulf. So this all war from the Khalifa monarchy and the Saudis against the Bahraini people, and a lot of crimes and atrocity has been committed against the people of Bahrain. And the world, as I said before, has been silent, and the United States has interest in the Fifth Fleet that actually located on the Bahraini soil to be quiet and supportive of the Bahraini monarchy. This is what is taking place right now. This is gonna be a long battle, but the Bahraini and the people of Bahrain will prevail.
Mr. Wazni, Saudi Arabia, as you mentioned as well, has been a major player in the clampdown on the peaceful demonstrations. Saudi Arabia hinted earlier at efforts to create a union of Persian Gulf Arab states, starting with Riyadh and Manama. Do you see an exit for the Saudis from Bahrain at all?
I think the Saudi, they taken the Bahraini issue at is very close to what is happening in the east of Saudi Arabia, and they think that if the Bahraini were able to get their democratic system and the representation of the majority, and where there will be a system where justice will be the rule, this will be a wake-up call for the people of the eastern Saudi Arabia, and you will start probably, as we have seen, demonstration and people in, there's a large population in Saudi Arabia wanted change. So I think the Saudis are going to the end on the crackdown, but eventually things is gonna be, it's gonna explode because the heavy hands of the Saudi in Bahrain and in part of the eastern part of Saudi Arabia will not continue forever because the people, they wanted to have their own rights in their own country. They want to live with dignity and freedom, and they don't want to be repressed by the Saudis or the Bahraini. There's a major civil right violation in Bahrain and in Saudi Arabia, and those are not being addressed. the level of poverty that exists in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia is huge, where people are not allowed to take certain jobs because from their certain sect. This is a total violation of all humanity norm and rule. And I think the Saudis, they will put all their resources, and they have been putting all their resources to crack down in Bahrain and in their eastern part of the country.
And one last question, Mr. Waznu, before we leave you. How do you perceive the continued silence of countries such as the United States and Britain to the constant violations of human rights taking place in Bahrain?
Well, the American never cared about the human dignities that is being violated in Bahrain or the eastern part of Saudi Arabia. All they care about is their economic interests. They care about the oil, the strategic location that actually exhibited in Bahrain, a major base, the Fifth Fleet actually located in Bahrain. And they care about the flow of oil and natural gas in that region. So the American been actually not being quiet. They've been helping in the crackdown by supplying weapons to the Bahraini, as we witnessed just a week ago, or more so when the Crown Prince met with Hillary Clinton, and she decided to sell more arms to the Bahraini. This is a total violation of the concept of democracy that always the United States talk about it, because here they selling weapon to crack down against the people of Bahrain. America is committing a gross violation of human rights in Bahrain, and it's accomplice in this crimes that is taking place
right.
in Bahrain. There's a huge crimes is taking place in Bahrain,
okay.
and the world have to wake up and see what is happening.
Kamal Wazni, political analyst, joining us from Beirut. Sir, thank you.